Orders by Kekkonen. Prologue. Harry Potter stood bruised and bleeding on a battlefield. He turned from the bodies of the Death Eaters to face Lucius Malfoy and Voldemort. They formed a perfect triangle. Lucius Malfoy looked from one to the other. "He is mine," Voldemort laughed as he faced Harry. Malfoy nodded and watched as the two wizards began to duel. Then he saw it, a trickle of sweat moving down the side of Harry Potter's face. Suddenly, Lucius knew in that instant Harry Potter would die. Voldemort would win. The side of the dark would triumph. Life as he knew it would cease. He felt despair fill him. The blonde looked to Voldemort, who evidently knew he would win. A mad look of insanity crossed his face. Hatred began to boil in Lucius. The years of kissing his robes, of watching his friends die, of being given a Cruciatus for nothing at all, of seeing his wife writhing beneath the half-man, half-serpent, both laughing at him. If Lucius were to die, it would be for a reason to believe in. His wand arm came up, and he put Voldemort under the Cruciatus curse, but it wasn't strong enough. The Dark Lord screamed in rage, not pain, turning to him and placing the curse on him. Lucius screamed as a pain seared through his body. He looked to Harry Potter, who was kneeling on the ground. Perhaps he'd taken too many chances or didn't have the strength to do what needed to be done. But as Lucius felt his body screaming for death, he heard Harry Potter cry out, "Avada Kedavra!" Voldemort's death keel filled the air as Lucius looked up from the ground, as good as dead, to see Harry holding on to his wand with both hands, his body shaking violently. His legs were spread wide as he attempted to maintain his footing, but his wand fought against a curse to the holder of the brother wand to it. Harry began to scream as well. Lucius's chest felt as if it was on fire, but he kept his eyes open to see the final outcome. "Incendio!" Harry screamed, and Voldemort went up in flames, screaming as loudly as Harry, whose whole body was shaking with the effort of the dark magic against the brother wand. The last thing Lucius saw was pain-filled emerald eyes boring into his own with gratitude before he collapsed in on his own legs. Blissful darkness overcame Lucius, and he saw nothing else. 2 weeks later. "You guys are going to mother me to death." Harry rolled his eyes as Ron put another blanket on his bed while Hermione put another pillow under his head. Perhaps he just had to let them, since he'd been unconscious for the past 2 weeks. "Talk to me." Harry squirmed in the bed, then winced. He was still recovering from battle injuries and was in St. Mungo's. Being there was making him crazy with boredom already. "What happened with Mr. Malfoy?" Ron looked unhappy at the mere mention of the man's name, and Hermione threw him a look. The redhead folded his arms. Harry laughed. "What?" Ron asked. "Ever since you two began dating, Hermione is so in charge." Harry laughed. Hermione looked smug, while Ron looked ticked off. Harry got up and looked out the window, bored out of his mind. He smiled when he saw a whole slew of motorcycles outside. "Oh, honey, he's just kidding. Can you please go get me some coffee?" Hermione batted her eyes and Ron rushed off. "Oh, you are so good," Harry laughed. "When I find a guy, can you teach me how to do that?" "Oh, just you wait, Harry Potter. I make this look easy." Hermione looked proud, then walked over to where Harry was. She looked out the window, then shook her head. Harry had a serious motorcycle fetish. Hermione pushed him back into the bed. "Anyway, before Ron gets back, I wanted to tell you Mr. Malfoy is in here. I saw Draco and followed him while Ron was in a bathroom. Apparently, when he turned on Voldemort at the last minute of final battle, he was badly injured, too." Draco looked pretty upset. "I don't know how bad it is, but you know he lost his mother when Voldemort killed her, so he might just be upset about that." "I don't get why he did it. Maybe I could get to talk to him. What room is he in, Hermione?" Harry asked. What? Just wait. I'm sure he'll give a statement to the press. He might attack you. Hermione rubbed her hands together nervously. Oh, yeah. Some dangerous, drop-dead, gorgeous man might attack me while injured in the hospital. Get a grip, Hermione. Harry laughed. Hermione blushed. He is rather good-looking, isn't he?
Who's good-looking?
Ron asked, entering the room with two cups of coffee. Jason Isaacs, that movie star, Hermione said quickly. Harry smiled, catching on.
Oh, yeah, very good-looking. They should make him the next James Bond, Harry added.
You too.
Ron shook his head. Ever since Harry let them know he was gay, Hermione and he spent their spare time comparing notes over who was dishy.
Well, can I help it if all the good ones around here are taken? Harry batted his eyelashes at Ron, who looked pale.
Knock it off!
Ron squealed. End chapter one. Chapter two. Hermione and Harry laughed before she picked up her purse. See you soon, Harry. She kissed him on the cheek, whispering, Room 169. Ron waved, and Harry nodded at Hermione. He waited until they were gone before getting his cane to go for a walk. Then he tossed his robe over his pajamas. It took him a bit to get to the gift shop for some flowers before he made his room to 169. He peeked his head into the room and saw Lucius was throwing a book against the room in disgust. Up for a visitor? Harry asked nervously, picking out from behind the flowers. Lucius looked up in surprise but gestured to a chair. Harry hobbled over and put down the flowers.
Mr. Potter, thank you for the flowers. To what do I owe the visit?
Hello, Mr. Malfoy. You're welcome. I heard you were trapped here as well. Harry walked to the window and admired the motorcycles he'd noticed before, this time from a different angle.
Trapped indeed. I don't even have my wand or reading glasses. They seem to think I'm still too dangerous.
What? They won't let you have your wand or glasses? But if you didn't turn at the last minute, I'd be pushing up daisies right now.
No need to be quite so dramatic, Mr. Potter. However, I'm glad you appreciated the help.
Harry shook his head. I'll see who I can talk to about getting you your stuff back.
That would be greatly appreciated, Mr. Potter. May I ask what has your attention so fully outside the window?
A whole parking lot full of motorcycles. Man, I'd love to have one.
Harry shook his head and turned toward the blonde.
I'm sorry, Mr. Malfoy. I take it the reason you were throwing your book was because you couldn't read it without your glasses?
Perceptive, as always, Mr. Potter. Lucius smirked. Harry hobbled over to the book and picked it up. It had a leather book cover on it, so he was unable to read the title.
Would you like me to read it to you? That way you can be entertained, and it would give me something to do.
I don't know about you, but I'm so bored I could scream!
Harry yelled, then covered his mouth. Lucius snickered, then winced in pain. Harry was vividly reminded of how long the blonde had suffered the Cruciatus until Harry was able to finish off Voldemort. The blonde gestured toward the chair again. Harry cleared his throat while looking for the first page to the book. Drummer beat and piper blow, harper strike and soldier go. Free the flame and sear the grasses till the dawning red star passes.
Harry almost dropped the book. You like McCaffrey?
Oh, yes. Very good author for an elvish princess.
Lucius nodded.
No way!
Harry's mouth dropped open. You don't think I'd read a muggle author, do you?
Lucius smiled slightly. Harry laughed and settled in to read one of his favorite authors, with a new respect for the dragon lady. Harry read several chapters and noticed Lucius was falling asleep. He took out the bookmark and placed it in the book with a snicker.
What amuses you now?
A Xena warrior princess bookmark? Harry chuckled.
Nice legs and beautiful dark hair.
Lucius smiled. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but she's a natural blonde.
Harry shook his head.
figures. Perhaps I shall have to switch to the King of Thieves bookmark, Lucius said sleepily. Harry looked and found a bookmark and switched them. Why him? Harry asked curiously. Nice build raven hair, Lucius whispered before falling asleep. Harry stared at him, wondering why he hadn't asked about his switch on a battlefield. Maybe another time he could ask. After all, Lucius must have been pretty drugged up on potions to be so nice. Harry yawned and hobbled back to his room, wondering if he'd dream of dragons. Mr. Potter, are you awake? Blinking away sleep, Harry opened his eyes. Mr. Malfoy? Harry asked with a yawn, then winced as a pain from his leg shot through his body. He'd lain for hours in a field of battle as a cripple from the pain he'd endured to throw the killing curse of the brother wand to Voldemort. His legs had yet to recover. He supposed he pushed it by walking around a day before. Turn about is fair play, Lucius said softly, pointing at a large bouquet of flowers on his nightstand. The blonde was getting around in a wheelchair. It was odd to see the big man in a chair. Thank you, Mr. Malfoy, Harry smiled. Are you feeling better today? A bit. I was a tad concerned when you didn't return, so I thought I'd check up on you. Sorry. My legs objected, and a meta-witch must have knocked me out with her potions. I quite understand. Draco managed to find my spare pair of glasses. I thought perhaps you'd like to find out what happens next. Lucius held up the book Harry had read to him the other day. Harry sank gratefully into the pillows. A meta-witch bustled in, waved a wand at Harry's legs, then pushed a potion in his hands. She glared at him until he drank it down, gagging at the taste. As she left, Harry stuck out his tongue at her. Lucius chuckled. I, too, have never understood the need to make potions taste as foul as possible. He held out a small tin of peppermints, offering one to Harry, who took it gratefully. Harry gestured to the book. He rolled to his side to see Lucius as he read to him. Harry was amazed at the facial expressions that swept over the blonde's face, and how quickly they had managed to put their past behind them. As Lucius continued to read, Harry drifted off to sleep to the soothing, silky voice. Lucius smiled as he saw Harry had nodded off. He wondered idly if anyone had ever read to the raven-haired beauty. Never had he read to such an enraptured audience. Unable to resist the temptation, he gently moved a lock of the hair that had fallen into Harry's eyes. It was as soft as mink. Lucius idly pet the hair for a moment and shook his head at himself before wheeling out of the room. End chapter 2. Excuse me. Chapter 3. What do you mean you don't know where he is? Draco raged. This is my father, and you mean to tell me you lost him? The meta-witch cringed in fear. Mr. Malfoy said he was just getting out for a bit. Getting out for a bit? I demand you find him! Draco screamed. Draco! Lucius yelled, coming around a corner. The meta-witch wilted with relief. Father, where have you been? You could have gotten hurt, and no one would have known where you were. Draco glared at the witch, who ran off quickly. He pushed a wheelchair back into his father's room. Draco, keep your voice down. This is a hospital. I am perfectly capable of getting around. Lucius groaned inwardly. Ever since Draco had lost his mother, he'd been extremely protective of him. It was, of course, a natural reaction, except for the fact Narcissa was a total bitch. But then again, Draco had been married to her, simply spoiled rotten by her. Where were you? Draco asked, starting to calm down a bit. He sat down and began to sip at a cup of coffee. Lucius tucked himself back into the bed. Visiting someone who was kind enough to visit me first, Lucius said smoothly, hoping Draco would let it go. He should have known better. Who? Draco wondered who would come to visit his father besides him. Lucius sighed, then rolled over as he said very quietly, "Mr. Potter." He winced as he heard the coffee cup hit the floor. "Potter!" Draco yelled. "Why in Salazar's name would you go to visit him?" Lucius rubbed his face with his palm. "As I said, he visited me first. I was simply returning the visit." "He was here? Why? What did he want? Why didn't you throw him out?" Draco demanded in rapid fire sequence. Lucius sat up, anger filling him. "The last I knew, I was a parent here, Draco Lucifer Malfoy. Yes, he was here. He brought me flowers and was kind enough to read a few chapters of my book to me until I fell asleep. It is up to me what visitors I wish to accept."
"What? You can't trust him. Believe me, I know. He wants something."
"Enough!" Lucius seethed, and a meta-witch raced in to glare angrily at Draco. A rather large man entered and showed Draco out. The blonde stormed to the nearest desk, got the room number of Harry Potter, and took off.
"Mr. Potter has visitors already. You'll have to wait until one of them leaves before you can go in," a meta-witch was telling a furious Draco at Harry's door.
"Get out of my way or I'll hex you!" Draco shoved the witch to the ground, burst into the room to see Ron and Hermione at Harry's bedside. Harry looked groggy, like he'd just woken up. Ron jumped up.
"Weasel! Granger! Get out of my way!"
Ron put his wand at Draco's throat. "Get out, Malfoy, before I call security!"
Hermione put a hand on Ron's arm. "What do you want?"
"I have something to say to St. Potter. Stay away from my father!"
Draco seethed with anger, and it was coming off him in waves. Hermione bit her lip.
"What the hell are you going on about, ferret?"
Ron asked. Draco smirked and put his arms over his chest.
"Didn't precious Potter tell you he went to visit my father, brought him flowers, and read to him? Trying to move in, Potter? There's no way my father would ever look at you romantically. You stay away from him!"
"For your information, Draco, he also came to visit me. He brought me flowers and read to me. The last I knew, your father was a grown man. If he doesn't want me to visit him, or vice versa, he can tell me himself. Try to wrap your brain around that, and the fact that we fought on the same side, Malfoy."
Harry said.
"Harry!" Ron gasped. "It's true, then?"
"Yes, and before you blow a gasket, Ron, Lucius happens to be a very nice man when given a chance." Harry said this, willing Ron to understand.
"That is very kind of you to say. I must return a compliment. Now, Draco, I believe that this room is currently holding more visitors than is allowed, nor will I allow you to cause such a scene. The last I saw Mr. Potter, he was trying to rest," Lucius said, entering the room. Ron looked stunned. Hermione looked a bit surprised. Harry looked grateful and relieved. Draco exploded.
"How can you defend him? He's a Gryffindor. They all are. It's his fault Mother is dead. Don't tell me you care about his welfare."
"May I remind you, we are all on the same side now? As well, you graduated from school. It would be nice if you showed you have matured. Your mother died because she stayed at Voldemort's side as not only a trusted member of his inner circle, but his whore, none of which is Mr. Potter's fault. Yes, Mr. Potter and I are forming a tentative relationship, so I do care about his welfare. If you cared about mine the way you claim, you would not cause these scenes and be the mature, respectable son I've always wanted."
Draco spluttered. Ron's eyebrows shot into his hairline with surprise. Hermione and Harry smiled at each other. Lucius turned his chair around and looked over his shoulder.
"Forgive the intrusion, Mr. Potter. Mr. Weasley? Miss Granger? Draco, are you coming?"
With a look that said in no uncertain terms that he would kill Harry if he ever thought of harming his father, Draco stalked out of the room.
just as security arrived. Ron turned to Harry. I can't believe Lucius Malfoy just defended and complimented you.
Are you really becoming friends, Harry? Hermione asked gently, seeing the exhaustion on her friend's face.
Yes, we are. Why else would he do that? Harry asked.
Oh, Harry, just be careful, Hermione urged. Draco is really upset.
Bloody hell, Harry. I hope you know what you're doing, Ron gulped. But you know we will stand behind you if this is what you want.
Hermione patted Ron on the back, then they left Harry alone to get some rest. Harry reached over to read the card that came with the flowers Lucius had given him. To continued better relations and health, Lucius. Harry smiled and fell asleep. End chapter 3. Excuse me. Chapter 4.
Father, I don't understand why you are insisting on being friendly with them, Draco complained as he helped his father back into his bed.
Because it's time, Draco. Time to bury the past and move ahead with the rest of the wizarding world. For my sake, promise you will try to act like a proper wizarding gentleman instead of a sniveling, spoiled child.
I promise, Father. I don't like it, but I will try, Draco said unhappily.
Now, I sense there is something else you needed to ask before I can get some rest. Was it true what you said about Mother? Were she and Voldemort involved?
Ah, that. I am sorry that it came out in a manner for which I did not mean to air our dirty laundry in such a way.
Yes, it is true. She flaunted it in my face a number of times, and often used her position as his whore to have curses and hexes thrown my way. Yet it was preferable to whom he truly wanted to share his bed with.
Draco.
Lucius looked at Draco meaningfully.
Me?
Draco gasped. Lucius nodded. Unable to talk any further, Draco, looking both pale and sick, bid his father goodbye for the day. Harry was being taken to a jacuzzi to help his leg circulation and was surprised to see Lucius was arriving there as well. Both men were helped into it and then were left to relax. Each smiled appreciatively at the other's physique, then smirked as each was caught in the act.
We meet again, Lucius said with a sigh of relaxation as the jets of water began.
It must be fate, Harry sighed happily as the water began to ease his leg cramps.
Thank you for rising to my defense.
Lucius nodded. Draco has promised to behave. I'm sorry that he acted as he did.
Ron didn't help. Both he and Hermione have vowed to behave as well.
Harry smiled. Then we have an excellent chance to continue getting to know each other.
Lucius smiled.
May I ask you something, Mr. Malfoy?
Please, do call me Lucius.
Okay, Lucius, please call me Harry.
Lucius nodded and closed his eyes. Harry was surprised to find he missed their beauty, but found himself lost in a chance to stare openly at the man's handsome face.
Your question, Harry? Lucius asked after a bit, yet smiling inwardly, feeling the young man's gaze upon him.
Sorry, I just wondered, why did you change sides? You could have killed me or helped him to kill me. Your side would have won. Why did you do it?
I, too, have wondered about the same thing. Perhaps it was to ensure Draco's safety, your safety, or my own future security. It may have been revenge against the bastard for how he ruined my entire life.
Lucius's eyes flashed open with fury, causing Harry to inhale sharply with surprise at how blue they suddenly were.
I hated him. He was disgusting. I had to grovel and crawl, call him lord and master, even kiss his robes. Yet he was a pathetic wizard who gained strength by sucking out the magic of others as he killed them. He killed pure blood families,
with the same relish as any other. Voldemort wanted my son and had my wife. The bitch turned on me, and I gave her everything. I spent millions of galleons on her in jewelry, furs, and parties, not even receiving a thimble of affection in return. Fickle, thy name is woman. So help me, I will never involve myself with a woman ever again.
Harry blinked in surprise at the clear anger on a blonde's face, 10 times more anger than when he'd stolen his servant away from him. But that was in the past. It was not a good time to bring it up. Harry suddenly noticed Lucius seemed to be gasping for air.
Lucius, are you all right?
Harry moved over and helped Lucius stay upright out of the water as he hung onto the rail. He wrapped an arm around Lucius's chest to help support him. Lucius gasped for air, leaning gratefully against Harry's chest.
Shh, it's over. She's gone, Lucius, and can never hurt you again. It's okay. Shh.
Harry used a free hand to stroke Lucius's hair, marveling at how it was as soft as silk. When the blonde caught his breath, he leaned back, pushing off Harry gently. He looked a bit embarrassed by the show of weakness.
Are you okay? Harry asked with concern.
Yes, Lucius panted slightly.
My thanks for calming me, Harry. When I get upset, my muscles clench, and it is the pain of the Cruciatus all over again.
Harry moved a lock of hair from Lucius's face. That was a very brave thing you did at the battle, Lucius. You are lucky to be alive and not insane. Lucius took Harry's hand and kissed the knuckles, noticing as he did, a faint blush rose to Harry's cheeks.
Oh, how are you two getting along, then? Asked a Meadowitch, who suddenly bustled in.
Quite well, thank you, Lucius responded, still reveling in Harry's blush as he continued to hold his hand.
Excellent! Mr. Malfoy, I came to inform you that you are being moved to room 42, across the hall from Mr. Potter. This will make it easier for you to begin your physical rehabilitation. As a matter of fact, you will probably see each other there.
She grinned brightly, seeing they were holding hands.
For some odd reason, the Night Witch thought you two would be in here trying to kill each other. Imagine that!
The witch toddled off, announcing they still had a few minutes to soak.
Well, it appears as though we will be neighbors, Harry. Perhaps we will get to finish our book.
Lucius smirked.
I'd like that, Harry said softly, noticing Lucius had still not released his hand.
As would I, Harry. As would I, Lucius said, softly raising Harry's hand back up to kiss it once again. Harry pulled Lucius's hand to him and kissed it in return.
It appears our relations are already improving nicely.
Harry nodded, then closed his eyes, leaning back to enjoy the water jets, smiling as he felt Lucius's gaze upon him and the strength of Lucius's grip. End chapter 4. Chapter 5.
Hi, Hermione. Where's Ron? Harry asked the next day when Hermione came to call.
He couldn't get away from the ministry, but he says to tell you hello.
Hermione smiled and gave Harry a kiss on the cheek. Harry smiled back.
You look better.
I feel a bit better. Harry smiled back.
Harry, you look happy, not healthier. What's happened?
The witch put her hands on her hips.
Harry flushed slightly.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
Who is he? Hermione asked, knowing full well Harry preferred men.
A Meadowitch walked in with a vase of roses.
Oh, Mr. Potter, I think you have an admirer. Isn't it odd that Mr. Malfoy just received roses as well?
She teased and winked at Hermione, whose chin had just hit the floor, then left. Harry practically leapt to read the card, but Hermione
was closer and faster. My dearest Harry, I look forward each day to our budding relations. May these flowers bloom in our wake. Lucius.
Oh, wow! I've never gotten roses or even flowers with a card like that.
Hermione thrust it into Harry's eager hands. She watched as his face glowed brighter.
What happened?
Smiling happily, Harry filled her in on the hand-holding and hand-kissing in the tub.
Lucius Malfoy fancies you. Holy shit. Ron is going to go ballistic. You do know that, right?
But he promised to behave, Harry said with concern, carefully putting a card back.
Harry, that was when you were trying to be friends, not lovers, Harry said sharply.
Meowney! Harry yelled in shock.
Well, it's where things are headed, am I right? Hermione began to pace. Morgana, how can I break it to Ron? How can you believe he's really changed?
What the hell are you doing sending my father flowers? Draco growled, walking into the room, waving Harry's card about. Hermione grabbed it, and then read it as Draco grabbed the card from Harry's flowers to read it. My sweet Lucius, I can't begin to express how much I look forward to our time together. May these flowers be a symbol of our budding relationship. Harry. Draco and Harry, Hermione, turned to stare at Harry.
What?
Harry was smiling from ear to ear. Flirting against hospital policy? I will not lose another parent, much less to you. Draco growled loudly. Potter, let me introduce you to the fact that this is my father. He went to school with your father.
Well, Harry's always fancied older men, Hermione giggled. Like who?
Draco asked curiously. I didn't even know he was gay until now. Oliver Wood, Bill Weasley. Hermione began to tick off names.
Hermione!
Harry yelled in protest. Do you mind?
Now, Potter. Don't be so rude.
Go on, Granger. Draco smirked. Oh, yeah. He had a big crush on Lupin for a while. But he was really nice to Harry. Now he's more like a father to Harry. Bet he'll be shocked about this. Hermione smirked. Draco was laughing as Harry sputtered, then covered his head with his pillow. Well, thank you, Granger. This has been most informative. I'll have to let Father know that Potter might actually be serious about this.
Now, Draco, I think you've teased Harry enough. Lucius entered the room with a cane in each hand.
Lucius, you're walking! Harry yelled with joy. Lucius beamed proudly. I've just returned from physical rehabilitation. He looked pointedly at Draco. I thought my only son would be there to support me.
Sorry, Father. I guess I got caught up in this. Draco waved a card. Hermione grabbed it and handed it to Lucius, who made his way to Harry's bed. Sitting down at the side, he read the card, then smiled at Harry, picked up his hand, and kissed it.
Father!
Draco yelled.
What?
Lucius rubbed his cheek against Harry's hand. Beautiful, isn't he? Harry blushed. Hermione giggled and sighed, putting her hands over her heart.
Draco looked at her like she'd gone mad, too.
It's so romantic, she gushed.
Draco smacked his forehead. Doesn't it bother anyone else that my father is becoming romantically involved with Harry Potter?
Is he really?
Remus Lupin came limping into the room.
Moony!
Harry smiled as a man came over and gave him a hug. Lucius looked at the man warily, quickly taking Harry's hand after the hug had ended, looking smug as he did so.
God's father, don't embarrass me further by getting jealous, Draco whimpered.
Lupin laughed. No, indeed. I took over the role of Harry's godfather. Is this true, Lucius?
Well, I never had the chance to ask Harry if he was involved with anyone, Lucius replied.
He's not, Hermione said happily.
Remus laughed, and Draco groaned as Lucius and Harry stared into each other's eyes.
My, I've missed quite a bit.
Remus said.
What is going on here?
The Meadowitch came into the room, but no one budged.
Oh, fine.
With a wave of her wand, she expanded the room, and the bed from across the hall walked over, planting itself near Harry's as the visitors scampered to get out of the way.
Mr. Malfoy, bed rest now!
The blonde nodded, then moved to his own bed.
Time for Mr. Potter's therapy session.
Hermione helped Harry get up, and the Meadowitch helped him out. All eyes suddenly turned to Lucius. What?
Father, what are you thinking? You went to school with Harry's father.
Actually, Draco, your father and Severus were a few years behind James and I. Remus corrected.
Fine. You knew him. What would Potter's father say to this? Draco looked smug.
I think he'd want to know your father's intentions toward his son.
So, Lucius, what are they?
Well, I had hoped to get to know him a bit better while we were here. We shall see where we are when it is time to be released, before plans can be actually formed for the future.
Lucius looked a bit surprised at the question, but handled it well.
End chapter 5. Chapter 6. Remus nodded acceptingly, and both men looked at Draco while Hermione sighed happily. Draco threw his hands up in the air, marched out of the room, grabbed Lucius's flowers, brought them back, and put them on the table.
Fine, I give up. I'm getting some coffee. And don't dare kiss him in front of me, or I may get ill.
So, when did you get the chance to discuss this with Harry? Remus asked Lucius pointedly.
I fail to see why everyone is getting so worked up. If Harry refuses my advances, I will of course adhere to his wishes. It is up to him. Has he ever been able to do anything without so much input?
Lucius was beginning to get a bit miffed at all the interference.
He does complain that I mother him, Hermione admitted.
Yes, I suppose we all do, Remus added thoughtfully. But I think after your checkered past that we should be allowed to be concerned. With your ongoing feud with Arthur and the Weasleys, this won't be easy. Harry considers them to be his adopted family.
Does everyone who shows interest in Harry receive the Spanish Inquisition?
Lucius was getting upset.
It is a small wonder the man is alone.
What's going on? Why are you in here? Where's Harry?
Ron entered fresh from work, looking very upset at the room arrangements. Hermione went over to him, quickly filling him in while Lucius was trying to calm himself.
What? Flowers? Dating? He wants to date Harry and now they're in the same room together? This is Lucius Bleeding Malfoy. How do we know he's changed? He might murder Harry in his sleep!
Ron suddenly roared.
Is it a crime to be attracted to Harry? Why do you all make his decisions for him? May I remind you he sent me flowers as well?
Lucius roared, then grabbed his chest and doubled over in pain.
Hermione hit the button for the Meadowitch, who came running in and tried to calm Lucius while yelling at everyone to get out.
Draco came in to see Lucius doubled over, while at the same time Harry was making his way back. He saw Draco running into the room looking terrified and picked up his pace.
Get out! He's my father!
Draco yelled. Harry noticed his friends outside the room looking ashamed. He threw them a dirty look before entering his room where the Meadowitch was standing by Lucius's bed with concern. Draco had tears running down his face. Harry got in on the other side of Lucius's bed and began to stroke his hair.
Shh, Lucius, it's okay. They've all left. It's okay.
He looked up into the surprised eyes of Draco.
Your son is here. Draco's got you, and I'm here too, Lucius. It's okay.
Shh. Lucius began to calm down, and the Meadowitch rushed out, then back in, to give him a potion to relax his muscles.
You've done this before.
Draco looked over his father at Harry. Harry nodded his head. Not bad, Potter, Draco grudgingly admitted. Then a small smirk covered his face as Lucius curled into Harry's chest, forcing him further down onto the bed. Harry looked up and questioned at Draco, who shrugged. With a large smile, Harry settled down next to Lucius, and the two men curled up around each other. Draco paced back and forth, studying the situation a bit. Lucius couldn't afford to get upset anymore. He needed someone to be with him to keep him calm. Draco couldn't be with him all the time. He had a life of his own. But if Potter... ugh, why did it have to be him? But if Potter was able to calm him down and could spend more time with him, then Draco wouldn't have to worry about him all the time. It was obvious that Potter was smitten with the senior Malfoy. How could he not be? Even ill, Malfoy charm could not be shut down. At least Potter wouldn't be after the Malfoy millions. An evil smile crossed Draco's face. Father had always wanted more children. If they stayed together, he'd brew a pregnancy potion and make sure Potter took it. The thought of Harry waddling around a manor put a smile on his face at last, and he left the room. But as he closed the door, he was bombarded with questions. Draco rubbed his face and gestured that the mob should follow him out to a patio where he could finally have a cigarette. "That's bad for you. It'll kill you," Hermione pointed out. Draco rolled his eyes, lighting up and taking a deep, satisfying drag. "Already had a mother. Have a girlfriend, too. Don't need your advice, Granger." Draco exhaled, propping himself up on a wall. "Well," Remus coughed, "how is your father, Draco?" "Potter and I calmed him down. When he gets upset, his muscles seize up, and it's like the cruciatus is burning through him again." Draco paled. "Is Harry okay?" Hermione asked. "Yeah, I left Potter and Father alone." He looked to Ron with a smirk. "All wrapped up in each other's arms." "What?" Ron yelled and was about to charge back to the room, but Remus grabbed his arm, effectively stopping his hasty departure. "This may be a bit odd for all of us, but perhaps they need each other," Remus said quietly. "How can Harry need him? Malfoy is a Death Eater. He can't be trusted," Ron yelled. "Father saved Harry out there on a battlefield," Draco said like a dangerous dragon with the smoke seeping through his gritted teeth. "You know, for all the good you seem to think it does to speak your mind, Weasley, it doesn't help if you don't open it. Can't you get it through your head? Potter wants this. I thought you were his friend, but you don't want to see him happy. It seems you want Potter to be the perfect hero, never needing help on a battlefield, never getting injured, and getting married to the perfect girl. Life isn't a dream, Weasley. Potter couldn't do it on his own. Father saw that. He made a last-minute decision and saved Potter's ass. Potter is injured, and so is Father. Neither may ever fully recover. Oh, yes. And Potter is gay as a day is long. So keep your illusions to yourself. Someone, somewhere along the line, lied to you, telling you that you could live your fantasies through Potter. Well, grow up, Weasley." Draco took a last puff on his cigarette, then ground it out under his boot heel, blowing smoke rings into the air as Ron stood back gobsmacked. Remus looked at Draco in appreciation, while Hermione looked taken aback with the sudden force of the truth. "Even though none of us may agree to it, they are happy with each other. If we give a damn about either one of them, we will let them have a chance. How many shots at happiness does someone get in life?" Remus said in agreement. Draco looked at Remus and nodded regally, looking for a moment the true reflection of his father.
"I want Harry to be happy," Ron said softly. Remus patted him on the back.
"Of course you do. So let us give them this chance. Harry will let us know when he needs us. Hermione took Ron's hand and led him off. Remus gave Draco a look to gauge him. I'm sorry about Narcissa. Draco choked on emotion and looked away. You're the first to say that. Did you know her? I thought I did. But it was all a lie. I had no idea what she was putting Father through. I knew her only as a passing acquaintance. She seemed to know what she wanted and how to get it, Remus said cautiously. Then you knew her better than most, better than her own son. I was a tool. She was all ready to turn me over to Voldemort for a play toy when he bored of her. Draco looked at Remus. How did Potter's relationships end? They left him. It tore Harry apart. When I came on the scene, it was to find a young man who didn't know the difference between familial love and lovers. He thought any affection meant he was expected to be a showpiece for them. They used him, and he was desperate for any show of worthiness. It was horrible. Remus felt tears on his face and brushed them aside. If only... Well, it doesn't matter now. Father won't let him go. Being loved by my father is like having the sun suddenly turned on you. He won't hurt Potter as long as Potter doesn't hurt him first. And then look out. There are very few who have hurt him and are still alive to tell the tale. Draco smirked. Harry doesn't know how to hurt anyone. If Lucius shows him any affection at all, Harry will show him undying loyalty forever. Remus smiled. Well then, as long as we can keep our stomachs down, there shouldn't be any problems. Draco smirked. Harry, I would speak with you, Lucius said, coming to sit next to the man, who was also dressed and ready to be released. Yes, Lucius? Harry asked, smiling brightly. In the past weeks, the two had spent every minute they could together, playing chess, reading together, eating together, and enjoying each other's company. Neither had spoken of their future or feelings toward each other. They had held each other, flirted outrageously, and even slept together in each other's arms, but never spoke of what was going on between them. Harry hoped that now they would. I wish to discuss your plans for after your release, Lucius said, kissing Harry's palm. You mean us? Harry whispered. To put it simply, yes, Lucius replied with a smirk. Where are you going from here, Harry? Well, Remus said I could move in with him. My flat had to be emptied out. The press is stalking it out, waiting for my return. My things are Remus's already. Harry squeezed Lucius's hand. I find that I don't want to wake up without knowing you are there. Would you move into the manor with me instead? Lucius stroked Harry's face with his free hand. As what, Lucius? Your friend? Confidant? Harry asked nervously, hoping he wasn't blowing it out, blowing it by not saying yes right away. Lucius leaned over and for the first time kissed Harry. It was gentle at first as he drew Harry into his arms. The kiss became heated and passionate as each man sought to taste the other. Lips parted and tongues caressed each other with desire. After a few minutes, they slowly pulled apart. I was thinking more along the lines of being with a man who has stolen my heart, Lucius whispered. I love you. Tell me you return my affection, or surely I will go mad.
Lucius, I am deeply, desperately, and madly in love with you. I love you more each day. Then come home with me. I promise to take care of you and see to your every need. You shall never want for anything. We shall be partners in everything. I want nothing more or less than to show you my love each day for the rest of my life. Only if you allow me to do the same. Harry kissed Lucius, then leaned his forehead against the blonde's. Do you think you can handle someone who wants to love you with every breath they take? Yes, I can happily do that. So we need only to tell Draco that you are moving in. I need to tell Remus, too, Harry added. Well, I saw this coming. How about you? Lucius, Draco said, standing at the door to the room with Lupin. Oh, yes, quite predictable, actually. Remus grinned. You don't mind? Harry asked, looking radiant. No, certainly not. In regards to Ron, however, Hermione and I may have to put him in a body bind to tell him the news. Draco laughed. Can I watch? Oh, please. You can help, Remus chuckled. I rather think we will have to get used to working together, Draco. The Meta-Witch came in to have Lucius and Harry sign their release forms. If the healer needs to reach you, where shall we reach you, Mr. Potter? Malfoy Manor, Harry replied. So you will be together? The witch asked happily, for she and the rest of the staff had noticed a growing closeness between the two men. Never to be parted again, Lucius replied. Just what the healer ordered, Harry answered. Thank you for listening to my little story, and if you ever want to read any more of my fan fiction, I'm on LiveJournal's Keikokin. If you want to talk with me, I'm on Yahoo Instant Messenger's Keikokin. And my complete archive is at http://www.squidge, that's squidge.org/Keikokin. All my completed stories are there in several different fandoms. I've written over 250 slash stories, and some are unfortunately tied up in zines right now. But if you manage to get your hands on a copy of Manly Maneuvers or Ocean View, you will see stories there. And I thank you once again for listening to my story. Namaste.